In Northwest News on KPLU, Seattle's troubled bike share system is getting a new lease on life. The nonprofit that set up Pronto, as it's called, will be shut down, but the city of Seattle is spending nearly $1.5 million to bail it out. KPLU Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
You may have noticed the lime green bikes around town or the kiosks where they're parked, but chances are you haven't used one much. The system is insolvent. Seattle City Council voted 7-2 to pay off its debt and added in a bit more money to cover transition costs. Councilmember Mike O'Brien, chair of the Transportation and Sustainability Committee, says more needs to be done to take what he calls friction out of the system to increase ridership.
You know, little subtle things like, you get off the light rail and the station's a block away, as opposed to you get off the light rail and it's right there.
O'Brien, who himself relies mostly on a bike and a transit pass to get around, says they're interested in growing the base of subscribers by improving things for the people who say, I would use it, but... And he says they now have a whole lot of data to help guide the improvements. As part of the new deal, the city will also focus on reaching more diverse communities. The next step for Pronto is a competitive bidding process aimed at getting entrepreneurial help and new sponsorships. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.